Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
He says, you don't even bring me sacrifices anymore. You have not honored me with sacrifices, yet my requests for offerings and incense have been very few. I have not treated you as slaves. You have brought me no sweet-smelling incense, nor pleased me with a sacrificial fat. No, you have presented me only with sins and wearied me with all your faults. He's saying the only time you come to me is when you want me to forgive you. That's the only time you come. Only time I even get to hear some of your voices, God says, is when you messed up and you want me to fix it. That's the only time I hear. He said, you don't bring me an offering. And he's talking about yourself. He says, you don't bring me the offering of you. You don't bring me ceremonial fats. You don't bring me anything. He said, I haven't treated you like a slave. But the only time I hear from you is when you bring me sins and weary me with your faults. God, I ain't no good. God, I got problems. God, I got issues. God said, yeah, I know. I heard about it before. Been there, done that. Yes, he says. I alone am he who blots away your sins for my sake and will never think of them again. Oh, please remind me of this promise of forgiveness, for we must talk about your sins. Plead your case for forgiving you. From the very first, your ancestors sinned against me, and all your forebears transgressed my law. That's why I have deposed your priest and destroyed Israel, leaving her to shame. Powerful words of rebuke, but watch this. When you back up, you have not brought me lambs for burnt offerings. You have not done anything that I want you to do. But when you back up to verse 17, I am the Lord, verse 15, your Holy One, Israel's creator and king. I am the Lord, verse 16, who has opened a way through the waters, making a path right through the sea. Verse 17, I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses to lie beneath the waves, dead, their lives snuffed out like candlesticks. Verse 18, but forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm about to do. Too many of us hold on to old stuff. When God, even bad, even good stuff, that's old stuff, should be let go of. You know where hoarding comes from? Your inability to get rid of old stuff. Hoarders never hoard new stuff because they don't have room for new stuff. The room is full of old stuff. And how many spiritual hoarders do we have? That all that is in you is what God has done. What God has done. Your testimony doesn't go beyond 1974. What God has done. And that's why whenever we try to move into a new dimension of God, I meet resistance. Because you are constantly circled by the phrase, that ain't how we did it. We always did it like this before. Well, it's time. Remember now, he said, forget all that old stuff. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a brand new thing. See, I have already begun. Don't you see it? I will make a road through the wilderness of the world for my people to go home. I will create rivers for them in the desert. The wild animals in the field will thank me. Look at this. Why are the wild animals thanking him? Because he's putting rivers where they once did not have them. Here's what he's saying. The world is going to be blessed by the provision God gives us. Come on, church.
In Romans, Paul said the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It did not say that the world is waiting for us to be raptured. It said it's waiting for us to come forth, because they know that when God blesses us, the residual of that blessing is going to roll off on them. Why do you think God puts certain people next to you? Why do you think he lets certain folks move in the house next to you when you've prayed that he puts a Christian there, he puts a drug dealer there? Because he's operating under the new way of doing things. He's saying, I want the drug dealer saved, so I'm going to put him next to a saved person. Glory to God. Why? Because we ought to reproduce. There ought to be enough anointing in our house and on our house that power will stop the drug dealer. There ought to be enough God in us. You want everything smooth. God, God, give me a nice supervisor. No, give me a devil. I used to work with a man who was an Amalekite, a Hittite, a Jebusite, a Hivite. He was just plain nasty. 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 When they wrote the song, Who Let the Dogs Out? He was the model. And he was getting ready to retire from the job. And I walked up to him and I said, hey, so-and-so, I just want to wish you the best. He said, hold it before you walk away. He said, let me tell you something. He said, I've known a lot of church people, but I've only known one Christian, you. He died a few years later. I went to his funeral out of respect. When I walked in, his wife said, you're Eric Lambert. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, how do you know? She said, he has talked about nothing else but you before he died, and he used to watch you on television. I would not be surprised if I find him in heaven, because the Bible says we are supposed to be the lights of the world. See, we keep telling God to save souls. God says, you are supposed to be strategically placed. If God puts us around all Christians, then how can he reach those in darkness? I got to go back to David and Goliath. Y'all, you got to get this. He's doing a new thing. He's not having the preacher have healing lines every week. Because you now know the healing power is in you. You can lay hands on yourself. Physician, you can heal yourself. And the same anointing that is on me has been placed on you. Watch this. I'm going to move on. You don't get it. God blesses sinners because of us. You got to get this. Listen. Just listen to me. I used to go to my yearly Christmas dinner that the plumbers, electricians, carpenters, you know, everybody would get together and they have a Christmas dinner. And I would go. Because people sitting in darkness need a light. I didn't participate in the sinful events, but that was the thing that distinguished me. God got glory out of that. They would go up to the bar and get a drink, and I would come in. They would say, oh, here comes Lambert. He don't drink. Just give him a Pepsi. See, some of you are like, I ain't going. See, the Bible said that I ain't supposed to associate with him. It doesn't say that. It said don't be joined. He didn't say not to associate, because based on that theology, Jesus should have just stayed with the Pharisees. But every time you saw Jesus, he was with drinking people. Jesus was with prostitutes, was following Jesus. Jesus! Oh, Jesus! You let me have a prostitute follow me in church. Y'all be like, ugh. Bishop Lewis, what do you see who's following you? They come up and they would do something that was unheard of. In Jesus' day, when a woman wore her hair up, she was a prostitute. She did that for the expedience of, you know, being with the man. She didn't have to worry about doing her hair. So she just tied it up. But when she got to Jesus, she let it down. Because the lengthening of the hair was a sign of submission. The lengthening of the hair. That's why Paul writes to the Corinthians and says that a man shouldn't cut his hair. I mean, a woman rather shouldn't cut their hair, and a man shouldn't let his grow long, because the angels see that long hair and they look at it as a sign of submission. And the women in Paul's day, when they cut their hair, that was a sign that they were not submitted. Now, that's a cultural thing. Take the class on Bible customs and times. Don't get mad at me now. But Pastor, you don't understand. At a certain time in your life, your hair fall out. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about Paul and Jesus' day. Don't get mad at me. Some of you just got your lips out right now. Oh, I guess I ain't submitted. And I submitted, baby.
Yeah, you submitted, yeah.
I'm just talking about Jesus' day, that they would let their hair down. See, we don't understand most of what we do. We don't understand the cultural realities. Do you know that in Spain, it was prostitutes that first wore nylons? And that when a woman had on nylon, she was suspected of being a prostitute? And there was a reason why she did it. It was to keep her legs smooth so that her tricks would always have smooth legs to rub on. I'm only telling you the history of things. What you do in the future, in the present, is your business. But at least know where the stuff comes from. The painting of the lips, the painting of the eyes, the putting on of makeup. Why Paul put it down? Because it was a Phoenician practice that literally said that I was worshiping an idol and not subject to my husband. So Paul grabbed it and said that women, and Peter said, your beauty doesn't come from the painting of your face. He said, it comes from the beauty of the inside. Why does the Bible talk about those things unless there was historical validity? Now, the Pentecostals came in later and told you were going to hell for doing it. No, you're not. But you can be sending the wrong message.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9217P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.